Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. I'm actually talking a little softer than normal because I'm not at my desk. I'm actually outside and it's super early. I'm usually up every morning around 5 so that I can get some quiet time before the rest of my family gets up. I make a cup of coffee, grab my Bible to do a little reading, and then I take some time just watching and listening as the world wakes up. These peaceful moments are so important to me. On days when I don't get time for it, usually because I was too sleepy to get up or one of the pets or kids is up earlier than normal, I can tell. I don't start the day quite as calm and focused as normal. I feel like something's off. Have you ever had a day like that? I wonder, do you have a morning routine that helps you get ready for the day? Either on a school day or on the weekend? Do you always eat breakfast first? Or do you like to get dressed first? Do you immediately go looking for people to talk to? Or are you someone who likes to have a little bit of time to themselves to wake up? Do you have a type of music or a podcast that you like to listen to that gets you pumped for the day? Or are you like me and need some quiet time? Go ahead and share with each other what your ideal morning looks like. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I've been learning something interesting about the idea of peace, which is our fruit of the Spirit for the day. I usually connect peace with quiet and calm. That's why I get up so early, to get some alone time. It helps me find some peace because once everyone is up, it's off to the races until bedtime. But peace is about more than just quiet and calm. It's about more than just not fighting. One of my favorite writers is E.B. White, whose name you might recognize if you've heard of the book Charlotte's Web or Stuart Little. Well, in addition to children's books, he also wrote a lot of essays, and in one of them he talked about peace. He said that peace has to be more than the state of nothing bad happening, or even nothing much happening. If peace is really going to grow in our hearts and in our world, it has to be the state of something good happening. And this actually lines up really well with how the Bible talks about peace. In the Old Testament, the word for peace is shalom. It means whole and complete, everything in its place. As we talked about on Monday, God's first command for us as humans was to be fruitful. And the fruits of the Spirit are the kind of good stuff God wants to grow in our lives and in the world. So we are only whole and complete, and the world is only whole and complete when these things are growing. You see, peace is not just an adjective or a noun describing or naming something as at peace, but shalom can also be used as a verb, which is an action word. It's used to talk about when we do the work of peace. It's the kind of work we were made to do. After all, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." So, it's great that most mornings I get time like this, time that's quiet and calm to read my Bible and pray, to name things I'm grateful for, and to set my intentions for the day by thinking through everything I have to do and how I want to approach the day. But even when I don't get that time, I can still find peace. And more importantly, I can still make peace happen in my heart, in my family, and throughout my day. I can look for ways to make good things happen, to help make things whole and complete, to see when someone needs help or encouragement, and to try to be there for them. And you know what? You can do it too. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for peaceful moments of quiet and calm. We also thank you that even when life is crazy, peace is not out of reach and it's not impossible. Peace is a fruit that you can grow in our hearts, and it's a gift we can share with each other. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a peaceful Thursday, and I'll catch you tomorrow.